Part of the Podketeers Network.
It's the Quiz Viewing Podcast, the only fun fact and quiz show on the Podketeers Network.
Hey everyone, I'm Andrew, and thank you for joining me for the 66th time here at Quizneyland. Here at Quizneyland, I'll be bringing you fun facts and trivia from all aspects of the Walt Disney Company. On this episode, we will learn about production companies, statues, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Roald Dahl. So let's play right into our first segment, Did You Know? Did you know Disney owns quite a few film production companies? Through creation and acquisition, Disney currently owns 9 film production studios under the Walt Disney Studios banner, and they have quite a number of former studios that are now closed or sold as well. Their current production companies are Walt Disney Pictures, Disney Nature, Marvel Studios, Lucasfilm, 20th Century Studios, Searchlight Pictures, Walt Disney Animation Studios, Pixar, and 20th Century Animation. Disney began producing live-action films in the 1950s. The live-action division became Walt Disney Pictures in 1983, when Disney reorganized its entire studio division. Some of their notable films include Treasure Island, Mary Poppins, Tron, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Santa Claus, and National Treasure. 20th Century Studios was acquired by Disney in 2019 for $71.3 billion. They were formerly known as 20th Century Fox, which was founded in 1935, and its history dates back all the way till 1915. Some of their notable films include Dr. Dolittle, Planet of the Apes, Alien, Die Hard, Home Alone, Night at the Museum, and Avatar. Lucasfilm was founded in 1971 by George Lucas and was sold to Disney in 2012 for $4.05 billion. Some of their notable films include Star Wars, Indiana Jones, American Graffiti, Willow, and Labyrinth. Disney Nature was founded in 2008 as a division of the Walt Disney Studios to create nature films. Some of their notable films include Earth, African Cats, Chimpanzee, Bears, and Penguins. Searchlight Pictures was founded in 1994 to produce specialty films for 20th Century Fox. Since 1994, Searchlight Pictures has accumulated 187 Academy Award nominations with 51 wins. Some of their films include Slumdog Millionaire, 12 Years a Slave, Birdman, The Shape of Water, and Nomadland. Marvel Studios was founded in 1996 and acquired by Disney in 2009 for $4 billion. Some of their notable films include Iron Man, Avengers Endgame, Black Panther, Spider-Man No Way Home, The Guardians of the Galaxy, and Ant-Man. Walt Disney Animation Studios was founded in 1923 as Disney Brothers Cartoon Studios and started what is now the Walt Disney Company. Some of their notable films include Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Fantasia, Sleeping Beauty, The Little Mermaid, The Lion King, Tangled, and Moana. Pixar started in 1979 as part of the Lucasfilm Computer Division. It split off as its own company in 1986 and was acquired by Disney in 2006 for $7.4 billion. Some of their notable films include Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., The Incredibles, Finding Nemo, WALL-E, Up, and Inside Out. 20th Century Animation was founded in 1998 as Fox Animation Studios. Some of their notable films include The Simpsons Movie, The Book of Life, Ron's Gone Wrong, and The Bob's Burgers Movie. Other studios that were formerly owned by Disney include Touchstone Pictures, which was formed in 1984 and produced films such as Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Sister Act, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Armageddon. That studio was shuttered in 2016. Hollywood Pictures, which was formed in 1989 and produced films such as Arachnophobia, Encino Man, Evita, and The Sixth Sense, was shuttered in 2007. Miramax was founded in 1979 and purchased by Disney in 1995. They were then sold in 2016. Some of their notable films under Disney were Scream, Air Bud, Spy Kids, and Kill Bill. Fox 2000 was formed in 1994 and was closed in 2021. Some of their notable films include Fight Club, Drumline, The Devil Wears Prada, Water for Elephants, and The Life of Pi. There are many other smaller companies that Disney has owned wholly or partially over the years, but this should give you a good idea of how many companies and movies Disney owns. And that's all for this time on Did You Know? We will be back with the Quizneyland quiz after a short word from our sponsor.
A very merry unbirthday to you. There are cards out there for every occasion. Dog wedding, get well eventually, graduating from clown college, who knows? But there's a card out there that's good for quite nearly almost all the days of the year, except for maybe one. That would be the unbirthday card. No more boring just because cards. The unbirthday card will tell the recipient that you want them to celebrate like it's their birthday, even though it's not. The card that's good for 364 days of the year, the unbirthday card. Find them wherever you buy cards, so I guess the store or the card place or wherever that is. And can somebody get me some?
And we're back, and it's time for the Quizneyland Quiz. Here at the Quizneyland Quiz, I'll be asking you three trivia questions of increasing difficulty. You'll have about 20 seconds to come up with your answer. If you haven't figured out about halfway through, I'll pop in with a little hint. If you don't get the answer right, well, at least you learned something. Let's get started with question one. How many character statues surround the partner statue in the hub at Disneyland? They are spaced evenly around the circular hub. Time's up. The answer is 8. The 8 bronze statues feature 9 characters, which are Donald, Goofy, Minnie, Pluto, Chip and Dale, Dumbo, Pinocchio, and the White Rabbit. Let's move on to question 2. What is the name of the piece of music Donald and Daffy are playing at the Ink and Paint Club in the film Who Framed Roger Rabbit? It was written in 1851 by Franz Liszt. Time's up. The answer is Hungarian Rhapsody. More specifically, Hungarian Rhapsody number 2 in C sharp minor. The piece is played by Donald Duck and Daffy Duck as part of a dueling pianos stage act at the Ink and Paint Club. This scene is the only time that Donald and Daffy have ever shared the screen. The first time this piece of music was ever heard on screen was in the 1929 Mickey Mouse short, The Opry House. Now it's time for the final question. What characters in the Epic Mickey video game series were originally created by author Roald Dahl? Mm-hmm. these characters have never had a film of their own. Time's up. The answer is The Gremlins. The Gremlins were created by Disney and Roald Dahl for a film project in the 1940s that never saw production. However, they would still see the light in form of military insignia and a Disney illustrated storybook of Roald Dahl's original stories, plus various comic book appearances throughout the war. Besides Epic Mickey, the Gremlins have also been featured in the 2008 Return of the Gremlins comic book miniseries produced by Dark Horse Comics. Well, that's our show. Thanks for playing. I hope you had fun and possibly learned something too. Until next time.
Got the password.
And this has been our trip into
Quizneyland.
Quizneyland is a proud part of the Podketeers Network. Our music was done by Cirque Dumas. Don't forget to follow Quizneyland on Instagram or join the Podketeers channel on Discord. Send any comments, questions, or suggestions to Quizneyland@podketeers.com.
Part of the Podketeers Network.